Presents USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Okay there, men, stick out that G.I. thumb and hook a ride home to Hollywood, where the stars are answering those letters to Command Performance, care of Special Service in Los Angeles, USA. Tonight, your old clam bake's got them two in a seat and swinging from the chandeliers. And for no reason at all, except that we've got the AEF's number one pinup girl, its number one band, its number one pianist, and, let me see, I'd have sworn there was somebody else. Oh, yes, Bing Crosby. Well, we're shifting into high gear with a gal you all know doing time these days as the singing sidekick of the old groaner on his own show. And here they are, cutting loose with a good old Dixieland combo, Trudy Irwin and your master of ceremonies, Bing Crosby.
Wait for me, Mary.
I'll be there.
Till the world will smile again. Till a smile's in style again. And the dream's worthwhile again. Wait for me, Mary.
I'll be there by the moonlit garden gate. Where my heart and I will wait for you.
There are so many things I want to tell you. Little words that I never told before.
And I hope that it won't be hard to sell you all the dreams I've had in store.
Wait for me, Mary, till the world will sing again. Till I bring my love again to you. Many things I want to tell you, little words that I never told before.
And I hope that it won't be hard to sell you all the dreams I've had in store.
So wait for me, Mary.
I'll be there
till the world will sing again. Till I bring my love again to you. Do you hear me, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
So?
Well, I'm waiting.
Well, then do it. Thank you, Trudy Irwin, and greetings, gang. Just before we plugged into the overseas beam, Bro Carpenter here checked the daily racing form, and he observed that this is the Diamond Jubilee of Command Performance. Ken's findings seem to jibe with the cover page on my script, which sports a big number 75. So unless somebody stepped on their slide rule or something, your international clam bake is a neat 75 weeks old, which makes it incumbent on all hands to sort of heave to and honor the old veteran in a manner befitting his age. In order to build this Diamond Jubilee edition, we checked on all APO and FPO numbers to see what band you guys wanted. Well, the answer was practically automatic. By order of the entire AEF, each of those ever-loving music makers, the most famous trumpet in America, and the old king himself, Harry James.
Hiya, fellas. And Bing, that was a swell plug. If you ever need a plug, just let me know.
I don't know what you mean, Harry.
Well, getting our nose to the grindstone, we'd like to toss a rapid hello to the Hepcats at 954, to Kitty Kenton and the Marines in the Southwest Pacific, Charlie Thomas and Corporal Bud at 918. Greetings to Curly Steve Farinich and Baldy over in England. And howdy, Lucky, Tilly, Frenchie, and Rugged in Hut 234 at 634. Merkel and the Doghouse Gang at 301. Somewhere in India, I hope Kohlenberg, Brummett, and Corey and the mob are listening over that intrabass sound system. And to all you men who've honored us with your letters, here's part payment. A swell tune called The Right Kind of Love and a right kind of gal singing it to your special girlfriend, Helen Forrest.
Thank you.
He just has to be kind of crazy for me. Now please, is that asking too much? I work and I save, I skimp and I save, till I find my man, yes sir. Won't heaven be kind and help me to find the right kind of love for me?
Thank you, Helen Forrest and the music makers. And, Cousin James, we'd like to put in for some more of that Beaumont Silver Bell cornetting in just a jiffy. But right here, gang, on this Diamond Jubilee Command performance, we'd like to reaffirm our promise to stick together with you guys till it's over there. That goes for all of you in the United Nations who are sticking together in this... just a minute here. Excuse me, I'm sorry, but there seems to be a character wandering up from the audience. Looks like... Lum carrying Abner's laundry or something. I'm sorry, really I am, but you can't come up here, you see.
Well, go right ahead. I mean, don't mind me. I'll wait till you get through.
I'm through now. I'm finished. Who are you?
Did I ask you who you are?
Kid's got a point there. He's got a point.
Look, I not only know who you are, but I like you.
Well, don't blab it around, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, that's why I'm here, because I like
it. Oh, yeah? Well, if you like me, you'll go back and sit down. And
well, I don't like you that much, no.
I hate to be pressing a point, type. But what's your name?
My name is Yuki.
That's an odd name.
That's an odd crack for a guy whose name is Bing.
Yes, yes. Well, Bing is, that's a nickname, you know.
Well, so is Yuki. See, when I was a kid, I played the ukulele. Fellas called me Yuki.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
You know, it's a funny thing. When I was a sprout, I used to fool around with the clarinet.
How are you, Clara?
Well, I must say it's been very nice having this stimulating little chalk talk with you and everything. It's been gay. Charming. What can I do for you?
Well, see, I came up here to do you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way they're building up this army, you might not even have a band pretty soon.
What are you getting at?
Well, just this. I'm a handy guy to have around. I can accompany you on the ukulele. Why don't you give me a try? Name any song. I can play anything you know.
You can, huh? Yeah. Well, let's see. Could you knock me a chorus of Shostakovich's Fifth? Hmm?
What else do you know?
I got an idea. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll sing Melancholy Baby. You play it real good. I'll wire my brother Everett about you.
Well, that's swell.
Send you in with the bro.
Well, very good. Start any time you want.
I can start any time.
Anytime.
Let's see. Come to me, my melancholy. Look, I got news for you.
Wow.
You've got to change the chord every once in a while. You can't just go on and play the same accompaniment. When the melody changes, you switch. What'd you learn to play this thing? In the automat or something?
Yeah, I ran out of nickels.
That's what I thought. Well, let's go again. Come to me, my melancholy baby.
5,000 a week. Never walk along a high-spiked highway, tired, weary, broken, hungry, without a bite to eat. Did you ever do that? Tired, isn't it?
You're up at the top and you want to be free. You think you're too good for poor little me. I never can forget all the things you said. How a little success has gone through your head. I have here three letters you wrote to me, dear, at three different stages in your career. The first says, my darling, my wonderful one, I can never forget all the things that you've done.
Whatever became a melancholy baby?
I'm sorry, we'll go right on. Come to me, my melancholy baby. What happened?
Broke a G string.
On you, it looks good.
What do you think we ought to do?
Well, if you can break the other three, we might get in the Hollywood Bowl, huh?
I'll try that. Thank you.
Oh, with a tag yet, we get Oh, while Yuki's taking his Hawaiian harp back to the pawnbroker, we can anticipate along with you fellas the pleasure of hearing from one of the greatest concert pianists in the world today. This artist appears at the request of hundreds of you in a score of allied countries. But in various and sundry places on old planet Earth, such lads as Leatherneck Johnny Pafer, the Royal Australian Air Force pilots of tomorrow down there in Victoria, Private Mick Suarez and the mob at 937, Sergeant Goodsir in India, Red Leg Yates at 36, the Gas House Gang at 948, and the Beaver Gang at 702, and a crew at 505, called Don, Tony, Steve, Gus, Cleo, the Rebel, and the rest of you in Hut 7. Hate to drop my watch among that bunch of boys. Well, you can look around at the rest of you guys and say, this is especially for us, gentlemen and ladies of the United Nations, Defiers Fire Dance, as Command Performance proudly presents Arthur Rubinstein. Thank you, Arthur Rubinstein. That was grand. Well, gang, what with you guys knocking off Attu Island and rolling back the Japanese in the South Pacific, invading Sicily and giving Mussolini a hot foot on the Italian boot, it's kind of tough for the localites to hit page one of our hometown Gazette. But recently, one of our lads, whose music is a solid part of this thing called morale, got himself hitched to the gal whose picture is pinned up on thousands of GI walls at home and abroad. And to Mr. and Mrs. Johnny Q. Public, this merger was real news. Confidentially, our friends never thought about a honeymoon. Having checked plenty of that overseas mail, they figured they'd spend part of that honeymoon right here on Command Performance. So let's roll out the carpet for the bride and the bridegroom, Harry James and Betty Grable. Well, congratulations, kids.
Thank you, Bing, and hi, fellas.
She's a cute kid, huh, Bing?
Yes, you know, she ought to go good in pictures, Harry. How about this here honeymoon, hmm?
Oh, there'll be time for that later on, Bing. And you know it'll be wonderful. A lovely little cabin in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
I can just see it now. So romantic, and we'll be all alone.
Yeah.
Just the 30 of us.
The 30 of you?
Harry won't go anywhere without the band.
And the band really goes. Tell me, Betty, I heard all about this whirlwind courtship and everything. How Harry showered you with roses and stuff. Did old Leather Lips sail for a fancy wedding present or something? Waffle iron or something like that?
I'll answer that, Bing.
Yeah?
I got her a swell alarm clock.
Oh, an alarm clock. Isn't that grand? That's novel.
Well, I'll say it's novel. At 7 a.m., the cuckoo pops out and sings... I'm glad I knew it.
Oh, yes, Pappy's theme song. But seriously, why don't you give us the inside dope on this hookup? How's she going?
Amazing, Bean. You won't believe this, but last night when I came home, I opened the door and I heard the patter of little feet.
Betty!
It's all right, Bing. We call the exterminator.
Well, leaving our little friends for a flit second, let's get back to Harry. How does he behave around the house, Betty?
Oh, wonderful. But confidentially, Bing, he is a little stubborn.
Harry?
Yes, it's the hardest thing in the world to make him admit I'm right when he knows I'm wrong.
Harry, tell me if I know what she means.
Well, Bing, like all married couples, we have our little arguments.
Yes.
But I'll say this, I always have the last word.
What is it?
Yes, darling.
I think I dig it. Say, tell me, lad, can Betty, can she knock it pretty good around the kitchen?
Can't she?
Mm-hmm.
Say, Betty's a swell little cook. Why, just tonight she whipped up my favorite dish, sponge cake.
Sponge cake, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Grand. How was it?
Well...
What went wrong, Betty? Something wrong?
Well, I don't know. I guess the man from the store sent me the wrong kind of sponges.
Good thing you weren't making marble cake. Seems to me the true test, though really the acid test of a good cook. Breakfast.
That's what I've been telling Harry. And to prove it, this morning I got up real early and I cooked Harry my own recipe for hot biscuits.
Good, Harry?
Well, Bing, from now on, we don't have to worry about the shortage of golf balls.
Look, speaking of golf, Harry, what's about you and I sort of knocking off a fast 18 Sunday morning? You like to go?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bing. I'm sorry. Harry won't be able to play golf Sunday morning.
Oh, why not?
That's the only time he has to do the laundry.
Sorry.
Oh, I did it last week.
And you're going to do it this week.
Now, wait a minute. It's time we learned who's boss in this family. If I want to play golf Sunday morning, I'll play. And if I want to play poker all night with the boys, I'll do it. And I'll go to the fights if I want to, and I'll stay out just as late as I darn please. May I?
Ah, there goes a real husband. He's got her just where she wants him, looks like. We got him where you guys want him, too, because right here on Command Performance, coming up with that Harry James special, the Backbeat Boogie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Harry James, and your 30 music meters. About here, I'd like to use the international party line and buzz Johnny Payne, Barracks 3B at Trinidad, little Connecticut Albin, so-called Nicky, and his hell of an engineers, also Sergeant Jimmy J. Dunn and those 10 isolated GIs and their dog Useless, formerly of 858. And here's a letter from England. Dear Command Performance, please call up that little round man who sings and have him do thanks for the memory, just for me, signed Bob Hope. Clever boy, that boy. Amusing. I had a cable from Churchill just the other day asking me to do another road picture just to get Bob home. Seriously, though, Bob's doing a great job wherever he goes. So here's the song for each one of you, dedicated especially to old High Horn. I never mention your name. I mean your right name.
I never mention your name, oh no. I never dream of your eyes. I never dream where we used to go, to hear the echo of your sigh. I never mention your name, oh no. I never ache for your kiss. I never turn all the lights down low to let the shadows reminisce. I never wait by the fire expecting you to call by 10. I never feel the slightest desire to hold you when it's night again. I never mention your name, oh no. I never know you're away, except for every minute of every hour, of every night and day. I never feel the slightest desire to hold you when it's night again. I never mention your name, oh no. I never know you're away, except for every minute of every hour, of every night and
that just about puts matters into the hands of the night watchman. I see old man Carpenter moving in here to snap the latch. So this is Bing Crosby knocking off with thanks to the AEF and a so long from the USA.
This is Ken Carpenter cutting the closing jive, which boils down to the fact that Command Performance is arranged in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and is produced for you men of the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.